Senin için yutes. Sif. Ches. Ein shirin atakashinim. The hainu shemitzef mayim aleim bekli kedei lehosar apselis. Velo yishofen oisom biyag kedei lehosar apselis. The havelei kibur. Avonoisem ikvar apishon apselis. Darfink vekvar. The... This is really a quote from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Gebrach la'alocha in the Tur and the Mechaber, and it doesn't seem that anybody's chilek whatsoever. That being the case, for a little bit shver, how do we understand how is it mutter to wash fruit on Shabbos? Maybe it's not mutter. It seems that the minhag olam is to wash fruit on Shabbos. L'chur, how does that stem? We didn't see anything now in the Neis Hakelim, not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim, not in the Kelim, anything that l'chur was seisav is din. Shabruah was in Pei Tepeh, didn't mention anything about it. Ebazei l'chur, what's the difference between shofen as a kashinim, which means that you're her rubbing off the psoilis from the top of the kashin that you should be able to eat it? Why is that different than washing fruit before you eat it? That seems that the minigar is to be made. So the truth is that those that say in echanami, takas aser, that's what they bring down Mashem Nechazanish, Ms. Kirel, it's pasnas like that, the Al Mashulish goes like that, Lamaiso, says that it's aser to wash off fruit before you use it. You have to wash them off before Shabbos. Not only that, that applies to anything. Your candy falls on the floor, falls into the sandbox, then it gets full of sand, you want to wash it off, that's also aser. And your piece of meat falls into your ketchup, and you don't like ketchup, and you want to wash it off, that's also aser. That's the same thing as shofen as a kashin, that's a melechus burger. The shayla is, so what do we do with the minigoyim? Where did that come from? So Ramesh was actually asked this question, in chelek aleph siman kuf chaf hey. He was asked this exact question. He says, l'chur ain't shofen as a kashin, and over there it's talking about. He asked him, and he said, L'chur, that how does this stem with the minigar ilam to wash fruit on Shabbos? Says Ramesha, that's him, we have to ask a different question. And that question will answer the first question. Why is shofen as a kashin any different? Why is washing fruit any different than peeling a fruit? And the same way that we hold that peeling a fruit is mutter, even though it's still today, because Yav Shabini Nacher, like the Bir Alach Abotam from the Maim Mordechai and the Mishin Chof Aleph, since it's not shaykh to get to the fruit, unless you bypass, unless you take off the pstelis, mainly we look at it as derech achila. Even though you're moving the pstelis, that's the derech achila of a dover which has derech achila sebekach. Lo yimikri pstelis nitech oichol, she'in ela lech alatoich. That's not considered pstelis nitech oichol. That is the din of oichol pstelis, and therefore it's mutter. Ebezei, tenez ramayshi, you have the same thing over here. If you want to wash off dirt from a fruit, your carrots are all dirty, and you want to wash it off. Your apple's all dirty, you want to wash it off. In a chanami, that's not a problem, because that's like peeling, that's a klipa. You can't get to your fruit unless you wash it off, and therefore it's mutter. The minhag ha'olam that you see people, says Rav Moshe, that wash off the fruit, that's all talking about the altar. And the altar is talking about it. So what's the reason why it doesn't say anything in the place? Because that's partial, that's the din of kiluf. Kiluf is the din of shinuch ha'falaf, that's the altar. But mainly we don't have to say anything over here. This whole din of ein shofen as a kashinim, says Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman goes the same way, he says also it's only the altar. The Mishnah was talking about where it's not the altar. Chokama that it's la alter, in a chanami it's going to be mutter. Mela also, it's the same thing with anything which falls in, anything which gets dirty, your meat which falls into your ketchup, whatever it is that happened, your vegetable that fell into your hummus and you want to wash it off, also is going to have the same heter as long as it's la alter. La maisa, that's the way Ramesha goes, that's the way Shamazam goes, the Amashulish brings down that. Well, Yasher said that really you should wash it before Shabbos, but if you didn't, then you could be same on this also. Certainly for something which only happened on Shabbos, L'chur, your candy fell on Shabbos, and you couldn't have washed it off before Shabbos. Zichur, you have that heter, according to B'yashim. It seems that that is the minhag olam. It could be that it's kedai, like we'll see, especially when you get to lettuce, we'll see. Already Mishnah Berurah talks about it's kedai to wash it before Shabbos. We'll get to that in a moment. More than that, that is Ramesha, that any time washing the fruit is only simply because that's what people do, but not for asking your makbid on it. The hainu, the amount of dirt, general food that we get in the store is betum clean. It's already washed. It's already came ready. Most people, nevertheless, wash it once they get it, once it gets to their house. Who knows how many people touched it, and who knows what, and who knows this. The main people go ahead and they wash it. Now, if that is only, if you didn't have the yichilus to wash it, would you eat it unwashed? If Rav the Eilu would eat it unwashed, then that's like mayim tzalulim, which we have a heter to even use a mishameres as a heter to do a maisa brir, because we don't look at it as maisa brir b'chol. We look at it as a chiluk of the oichel, and therefore it's not a maisa brir. Therefore, says Ramesha, if that's the case, if it's that type of fruit, it's an apple that bet some people would eat, and you just gonna you want to wash it. He says that's mutter even if it's not samach lachina, because that's not a mitzvah bear anymore. Even the Chazon Ish is mekel. They bring down benegiah to if you want to wash it off because you're scared that there is pesticides that was sprayed with insecticides or kedoshim. You don't really see it. You can't see it. So when you don't see it, there's no shame bear on it. Because there's no, we don't see any tikkun in the oichel. Even though lemaisi you were masach in the oichel, well, commonly we don't see the pseilis on the oichel beforehand, and then afterwards we see the oichel without the pseilis. That's not something which is nikkel ayin. And even the Chazon Ish would be masking in such a case that would not be a problem. The only thing that he's talking about is a case where, let's say the candy fell into the dirt, and you see dirt all over it. That would be something which is problematic. Remember, see, your carrot is full of dirt. That would be something which is problematic according to the Chazon Ish. Why is it different than kiluf according to the Chazon Ish? Because kiluf is a chilek. Kiluf is something which was created like that. Therefore, we look at it as one thing. That's mamash yashav in yachar. Mashegi dirt which fell into something afterwards, lechora that's not yashav in yachar. What's going to be with a carrot that all carrots go in the ground? Still something which is not a chilek b'mehusa. It's something else which was nidbak to it. The mila doesn't have such a heter. There's more rise that they say when it gets to those that are mako. The halacha is that you let to wash off a piece of meat that has dam on it. You let to wash off a piece of fish that's salty, a fish which is very salty, which can't be eaten unless you wash it off. You let to do it. Why are these cases buried? You're taking the pesilus away from the yisrael. Ayin de rechitzo. Ashmai says that also has a din of kiluf and therefore it's mutter. Your Moshe wants to be mitzad in a metzer. Mishlam Zama says it's mitzad the same thing. That ken zayin, when you take something and you stick it under a stream of water in the sink, that's bechlal, not what anybody was talking about. That has a shem rechitzo. That's not a shame bur bakhlal. The lach is more than cooking that manalis. That dishes that you use Friday night, you're allowed to wash them to use on Shabbos day. How are you allowed to do that? Lachurz bur. You have dirt which is stuck on top of your dishes, and you're taking off the dirt to be able to use the dishes. You shouldn't be able to do it. LMI, that's not considered a Maisa bur. Why is that not considered a Maisa bur? That's looked at as a Maisa rechitza. That's not a Maisa bur. You're allowed to wash your hands. No one was ever mitzvah that you're not allowed to wash your hands. You're taking off dirt off your hands. That's a Maisa rechitza. That's not a Maisa of bur bakhlal. We don't look at that as a Maisa bur. If I say, that's also the same way that if you do it right away, so we done as ma'aser chila, even though you're doing a ma'aser brera, it's also as ma'aser rechitza, it's not a ma'aser brera. We don't done as ma'aser brera. The male washing dishes is also ma'aser rechitza, not a ma'aser brera, and therefore, the mitzvah that should be mutter. There's other kulus that people want to say also with regard to that. This, first of all, this heter would only allow you to wash it under a stream. You would not be able to put it into a bucket of water, which bechlal is going to be much, much more chomer, like we'll see in a minute. There's other heterim that they say for washing dishes. It's bechlal, it's not even Mr. Karelis who holds that it's also to wash their fruit. He holds that you're allowed to wash dishes. Why? Because that's not considered, we don't look at that as a kilkel bechlal. It's not me'uriv whatsoever in the dish. It's a hard dish and it's food which is stuck on top. No matter how hard you try, when you pull off the dirt, you're not going to pull off any part of the plate. Whatever it is that you're doing, it's not me'uriv bechlal. We don't look at that as me'uriv. It's a solid with a liquid on top of it, stuck on top of it. That is something which is not more bechlal, and therefore we don't look at that as a ma'isa of prayer, as opposed to fruit or dirt or something. Dirt, fruit, lule the din of yashav in yachar. That's mamish mechubar to a certain extent. It goes into the cracks and crevices. It is. There is some sort of connection there, especially with two liquids. For sure, there is. Therefore, that is. They say that's problematic. Those that say Rishlama Zalman bechlal, he asks. We find many things that are not, says washing dishes is one of them, taking lice out of hair is another thing, taking lice out of begodim is another thing, that are not also on Shabbos. Why don't you have an Isser Breyer by these things? Tannis of Shlomo Zalman, taking food out of your beard. Why do Tannis of Shlomo Zalman, why, what? He's taking food out of your beard. I'm sure Shkrata talks about it. He says that's not considered Maisa Breyer Bechlal. That's like washing dishes, that's not considered And the Shlomo Zalman said, That's the derech. I don't know. We don't really want to say this with regard to lice, but maybe that's Matthias. When it's derech tashmisha, it's for sure by dishes you can say this. Derech tashmisha that it gets dirty and then you clean it. And it gets dirty and then you clean it. Then it's not looked at as a kilkel when you have the dirt on top of it. B'chal not looked at as a kilkel. And from this girl, Skrata says he says it's not mekilkel b'chal when it's on top of it. You can still use it. Nobody usually washes that. They take one serving of chalent. And then afterwards, they want to take another serving of challah. They first clean off their plate, wash off the plate, then they put in another serving of challah. Generally, most people don't. If you have the liquid on top, there's a shadow of bishul, or kudema, other things, fine.
But if you have, if you, generally after using the plate is still usable as is with the dirt on top of it. Therefore, we don't look at it as a kilkel. So the Zalman is saying it's derech hishtamshus is like that. So therefore, it's not considered kilkel. Anything which is considered derech hishtamshus, it gets dirty and then you clean it again. So you get it dirty, you get it clean again, dirty. The Chorah is derech hishtamshus, and therefore, that's not considered a kilkel and it's not considered a tikkun. Lulei demesafin amino, that would be the most pashuta, simple reason why a Reuven's cube is mutter to use on Shabbos. If it's the Paisim Dan, L'chura, the reason is because we don't look at it as a kilkel when you have the blue inside of the red and the orange, because that's the Derech Ishtam Shusay. If you leave it in its oifen, where it would be the red and blue and green and yellow and everything on its own side, then you broke the toy. Then there's no, you lost your Reuven's cube. There's no purpose. The whole purpose is that it should be Murav and get it back, Murav and get it back. That's the Oifen Ishtam Shusay. You don't look at that as a kilkel and a tikkun and a kilkel and a tikkun. Therefore, the same way that you're allowed to wash your dishes and get them dirty, wash your dishes, same thing over here, that's not a kilkul b'chlal, that's the oifin ha'ishtamshus, and therefore, l'chur et shimi mater. Besides that, there's numerous other reasons that they done with. This is with regard to washing fruit. Now, with regard to washing lettuce, there it's slightly more problematic. If you want to, first of all, there's often on lettuce, there's possibly, it depends what type of lettuce you have, there could be bugs, especially in America. If you don't have very many lettuce, you just get a head of lettuce, green lettuce, then very often there's these tiny little green bugs in it, and aside for washing it off the shadows of Brira, you also have shadows of Shechit, and Betil Sashama, and you're killing these bugs. Now most of the lettuce that we have, Bizmanenu, here, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, is romaine lettuce, which was grown in some sort of greenhouse in sand or hydroponics, and therefore there's no, you don't really have these bugs b'chol. And therefore, you don't have that shash. There are sometimes big black flies that fly inside. Those are, as far as I've ever seen, I have seen them, and as far as I've ever seen, they're always dead by the time they come out of there. They're not, as opposed to these little green bugs are crawling around, just fine and dandy. The black bugs are not a problem of Nitzel Shama. Not only that, it's not, we don't look at it as Mura B'chal. Al-Zbur also is no problem because it's just sitting on top of it. It's not even like a fly in wine, which are those that are machmer, and we lechatzilah machmer. There it is ma'uruf to a certain extent. There is liquid which is on the bottom. Like the Chazanish says, in between its wings and in between its legs, it is ma'uruf to a certain extent with the fly, as opposed to a fly which is sitting on top of a piece of lettuce. We don't see it ma'uruf b'chlal. Therefore, it would not be a problem of brira. So to wash that off under the sink, especially if there's sand on top of it, ukadema, to wash off each piece of lettuce by itself under the sink would not be problematic. So somebody has to work with it. It says to soak the lettuce for 3 minutes beforehand. Can you do that on Shabbos? It says, no, you should not soak it on Shabbos. If you want, you can wash it off well underneath the sink to be mekayim the 3 minutes. And I don't know if that's for 3 minutes. And you'll have that eat. Now, what's the problem theoretically with washing it, with soaking it? That's shirin and sakashinin. That's also, you're not holding it. That's not your maisa of, it's more of a maisa brero when the psoilus is, you're sticking it into water and the psoilus separates from the oichel. That's looked at as a ma'isa brira. It's not a ma'isa rechitza, as it is when sticking underneath the faucet. Not only that, very often if you have a bunch of leaves together, so then the water separates the dirt which is stuck in between the leaves, which is not stuck on the leaves. If you have a bunch of berries in your hand, and in between the berries, not stuck onto the berries, in between the berries you have dirt, then you have a big problem of washing that even underneath the stream in the sink. Because that's not yashavini nacher. That, each one, that's just the dirt is stuck in between, it's like grapes on the cluster. A lot of times there's dirt stuck in between the grapes. That's not Ef Shevin and Acher. If you take each grape by itself, then the dirt wouldn't stay on top of the grape. There's maybe also dirt on top of the grape. A lot of times there's stuff stuck in between the grapes that you have no heter to wash off underneath the. That's glass of brira. You can't say that's Ef Shevin and Acher. It's stuck in between the fruits. So it's better when you're washing fruit to wash each fruit individually. That way you don't get into the shadows of taking out, being buried, the dirt which is stuck, trapped in between the different grapes and fruits together.
What's in between? What do you mean in between?
If you have a bunch of blueberries in your hand, if you like to eat them, and you wash them off, stuck in between the two blueberries, or in between the cluster of grapes, in between the grapes, there's sometimes dirt, there's sometimes other things.
The extra dirt?
Extra dirt, which is not stuck onto the grape itself. It's very common in lettuce. Your lettuce, a lot of times there's sand that's just sitting in between, and you take them apart, and some of the sand will even fall off. Something which is not betzim stuck on. It's not really shaykh to say yef shir bin nacher, copy these things. Memelo, taking out, that's betzim glata brir. You're taking out sand from in between pieces of lettuce. Now, with regard to washing in a bucket, so what happens is when you throw these karshinim into the bucket, is it mutter to do it? That's the Prima Gazim's clearing that the Mishnah maybe, he's bavarning, that maybe the Mishnah is only talking about where it's not allowed there, which is better than what Ramesh was saying. And he says, what's going to be if you throw in these karshinim into the water, into the bucket of water, and the dirt separates from the oichel at the same time? The oichel floats to the top and the dirt floats to the bottom. So, if you want to do that for achil miyad, is that mutter? Do we done that as oichel mitepsels? Is that pesels mitepsel? When they're both separated at the same time, how would we done that? Says the Prima Gadim, this is in Oitei, Mishpatayis Oitei, he says, L'chura, yesh bazem mishum iser, yesh bazem mishum iser ber, ve'efshur d'chai chata, he says. L'chura is a big chiddush, because, l'fum riyat is a big chiddush, because why can we done that as ma'at achila? L'chura, very good, you're taking sales from oichel, but you're also taking the oichel from the pesels. At the very same time, why don't we say b'vasachas? L'maisa, I'm taking also, I'm taking oichel from the pesels. Now that the Chazanish says, that if you have something that you need two hands to separate, you have something which is stuck together and you need two hands to separate it, a bone from a piece of fish. You can't just pull it out. It's not like you have rice and rocks on your and pebbles on your plate. If you just pull out the psoilus without holding on to that oichel, you need two hands. He says, could very well be, there's an modality, he says it twice. He says, Kenzan, it doesn't make a difference if you pull to the right, the oichel to the right, or you pull the psoilus to the left. Because at the end of the day, you're ending up with the oichel in your hand, and that's the tachlis. People aren't makbid. One's not considered a derech berer more than the other. When we know, when you have rice and rocks on your plate, the derech berer is to take out the pesilus. The meal, that's what's out there. If you want to take out the oichel from yad, it's not a problem. However, when you have both things in your hand, it says, there's no kapeda which way you pull. Mashmois is, and certainly if you pull them both at the same time, the chur is going to be mutter. But there it's different. There it's in your hand. So there, says the Chazanish, there's no kpeida. People aren't makpeid. How to do that? Therefore, we done that also as a ma'isa achila, because people don't take the psalms from there, so they don't pull to the left as opposed to pulling to the right anymore. Therefore, that's not a problem. As opposed to when you're throwing it into a bucket, it's not staying in your hand. There it's separating by itself. That's not considered a ma'isa achila, and therefore, it would be problematic. Just one other nekuda in the sif. Mishnah Berurah talks about Karshinim, who has in tapuchi adam al koki agavnu, yitin alayim maim, kdei lahotzer avak va'ofer me'alayim. Says you shouldn't wash your potatoes. What potatoes are we talking about? Potatoes that are raw, which are mukta, or are we talking about potatoes which are cooked, which were already cooked? Then what avak is there? Yitin alayim maim, kdei lahotzer avak va'ofer me'alayim. Sometimes it can be dirt, which is not stuck on. There's still dust stuck on after you washed it, after it's cooked. So Rosh Hashanah says this kashabat. I mean, he says, l'chura, we're talking about potatoes that you're feeding to your animal, which is really the mashmoy. If you're medayek, I don't know why I didn't say it. L'chura hakashinim, humaycha behema. V'hu adin tapuchi adam avakoki agavno. That's l'chura what he's talking about. When it is, you're serving it to your animals, then he says, you should not wash them off beforehand. There could also be talking about, you're talking about a bunch of tapuchi adam together, a bunch of potatoes together. It could be that there's dirt in between, which is problematic. You wouldn't be able to wash it off even underneath the sink. However, if it would be each one individually, the chur, you should be able to wash it off for la altar, even for your animal. That's sifches. Siftes, mishameres, afilu tuli meyam shabbos, osan liti meyshmar. Avnos bashmar meyam shabbos, mutan liti leyamayim, tish yasur tzum lozri. This halacha is be'etem, the mishnah, that it's mutter to put water into your mishameres, because it's not considered a ma'aser b'riyah. However, there's really a big chiddush here, because there's three chalakim to this ma'aseh that are shayach to the melechus b'riyah. When you put water through mishameres, even if there be no shmarim, then you're filtering out water. That's a problem. The second thing, that, klapi that shayla, says the Mishnah Berurah from the Levush, that's not a problem. We're talking about water, which is clear. There's another problem, and that is when the water mixes together with the shmarim, now it's in the sarav and reifin that is mamish psoil. The chura klapi that, what has did you have, now it's mamish psoil, what has did you have to be to filter that out, to cause there to be the ravis, which is going to be filtered out afterwards. There, L'chur, the Mishnah Berurah did not bring down Levush to answer it. However, the Chazanish does. The Chazanish says, as long as your ma'isa was a ma'isa of pouring clean water, nichnas tluim, yatsus tluim, therefore we don't look at about what happened inside. Your ma'isa is a ma'isa. We don't see you being misakin anything with your ma'isa. You rather, you caused the ravis, and then afterwards it came out clear. But your ma'isa was a ma'isa done to something which did not need any brayer, and therefore it's not a problem. The last question, which Taka many of the Achrayim seem to blab share with, the Egli Tayos question, Torachin, the Prima Gadim answers it according to one Shita, is what's with the wine which is stuck inside of the Shmarim? You have little pockets of wine. What are you trying to do? You're trying to pour the wine into the Shmarim so that the little pockets of wine which are stuck inside the Shmarim will be able to come out. Now, that wine is the Chayim Muruv, together with the Shmarim. What right do you have to pour that wine into the Shmarim to be able to get it out? The Prima Gadim answers according to Levush. That's not the way that most of the Achrayim learned, like the Levush, it seems. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah brings down from Nissan Karelet that the reason why it's mutter is because the wine, as soon as it comes out of the Shmarim, is in the Sa'arav together with the water, and therefore we look at bottles of the water. The water itself, there is no Maisa Berurah. Mainly the wine which is stuck inside of the Shmarim, that's in this bottle Meyad to the water. And since by the water there's no Maisa Berurah, by the wine there's also no Maisa Berurah. Rabbi Yair Halberstadt, wanted to say maybe a different Mahalach. Can then this wine, the wine that comes out, when you put Shmarim into Mishnah Meris, the wine which comes out is not considered Muruv Bechlal. That's not considered Guf Echad, I'm sorry, together with the Shmarim. Because that's wine that will come out by itself, it will seep out by itself, and that's why you're not allowed to put Shmarim into Mishnah Meris on Shabbos. Because there's going to be wine which seeps out. However, any wine which stays inside and stays inside of the Shmarim, in the little pockets of Shmarim, that wine, Kenzan Yukataina, is considered Gufachas together with the Shmarim. The same way that Bene Gita, we say the Shmarim is considered Gufachas together with the wine, we can say that this wine, which never came out yet of the Shmarim, and it always remains inside, is Gufachas together with the Shmarim, Kenzan that doesn't have a shame brewery. Either way, it's very clear, there's no one that's chiluk on it, that it's Mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says another din. You're allowed to put Mutter Litin B'Shabbos Mayim Agabi Shmarim Shenishru B'Chavis Echolten Amayim Tam Ayayin Maitin Etzam B'Shabbos Shetan. If you have Shmarim sitting on the bottom of a barrel, you're allowed to fill up the barrel with water, let it soak in the Tam, and drink it on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? What could have possibly been the problem that the Mishnah Berurah is bavarning? The truth is that this din is really the Rav, the Bar Tanura in Mishnayis. He gives two pshatim. And what does it mean that you're allowed to put Mayim Agabi Ashmarim B'Shabbos? The first pshat that he says is the pshat that we say, that you have the, that is gefasim halacha. The shmarim is sitting inside of the mishameres, and you pour the water through, and it goes through, and it seeps out to the bottom. The second pshat he says is, pirush acher, you have shmarim inside of a barrel, and you put water on top of the shmarim to be able to draw out the tam. He says, that's not a problem. Eim hazeh mishum berurah. The chayim means to say, even though it's drawing out tam from the shmarim, so you are doing a maisa berurah, it's oichem mitam seilas, but you're not doing it from miyad. You're doing it on Friday night, and you're going to drink it Shabbos day. Nevertheless, the tam which is coming out is not considered a tam. We don't look at it as ma'aseh berurah. It's only time of alma. That's not considered ma'aseh berurah. There's no mamashas, mamashas coming out. It could be that even the water changes colors a little bit. But we don't see any mamashas which is coming out. Therefore, we don't look at it as a ma'aseh berurah. This might have ashlachas with regard to Brita pitches, we'll see. If you can't see it, then maybe it's not considered ma'aseh berurah. Berurah is only when you could. It's visible to the eye. If you don't see any change, be'etzim, in before and from afterwards, that you took something out of something else, then we don't look at it as a ma'aseh berurah. Now, an interesting halacha which sort of comes out of this is what's the story with regard to leftover chicken soup Friday night, and it has a little piece of chicken, a little piece of vegetable, and soup nuts, and lakshan inside. And also has a little bit of soup left. And you don't want to throw it into the garbage can, it's going to make a mess. So you want to throw it down the sink. Now what's happening is, when you throw it down the sink, you stick it inside, and the water comes out, and all the gook stays on top of your filter, on top of your little metal strainer, thank you, just sitting inside your sink, and then you take out your strainer and dump it out in the garbage can. Asked Rav Shimon Eider to Rav Moshe, is that this in Chelek Dalet Ayin Dalet and where? He asks him, he says, is that Mutar Shabbos? Rav Moshe says, yeah, for sure that's Mutar, that's Zinim Shamarit. And it's Kol Shekein in this case, it's Mutar. Now and then, it's Lashon Nid, says Rav Moshe, he says, Ve'eini raya b'ze shum nidin klal, v'lo yimuvan li ma shekasav k'vay terasay ze l'shaylam. I don't understand that it's even a question. When I first saw that, it bothered me, because to me that is a question. That's a very good question. You don't want your dirt to stuff up your sink. You want it to separate. You want to separate the liquids from the solids, so that the solids don't go down your drain and stuff up your sink. And you want the liquids to go down. Well, what's so sure? If you look in Rav Shimon Eider's Sefer, it's clear, it's a little different lashon there, it's clear that Rav Moshe understood the question was differently. Where the question was, after you dump in the stuff into the sink, and your strainer is full of gook, are you allowed to turn on the water? Because the water is going through, mixing together with all the psoilis, and then it's going out through the sink. Says Rav Moshe, that's for sure Moshe. That's the din of Mishnah Meris. It's even better because they're not even using the water. What's this question? Well, Rav Shimon Eider there in his sefer writes in parentheses. He says, by the way, with regard to the other question about someone throwing the stuff down the sink. I also asked Rav Meir, he says that's Mesener. That's also Lacher. The reason is because, I don't remember exactly what the Lashon is that he says it, but a simple reason why that should be Mutter is because that's not considered, we don't look at that as a Meisa Brira, because it's a Brira for to the garbage can. You're not, it's a Brira Le'ibud. We don't look at that as a Meisa Brira B'chlal, that it would be Aser Al Simlechas Brira. We don't look at that as a Tikkun B'etzim. They're both going to the garbage can, that's not considered a Tikkun. Now, a similar case to the Zdin HaMeshameres, which applies nowadays, L'chorah, is the case of people that like to make coffee with a filter on top of their cup on Shabbos. You fill up a little small filter on top of a cup, put the filter on top of the cup, pour in hot water into the coffee grind, and your coffee comes out on the bottom. Is that any problem on Shabbos? So L'chorah al Zbriro, that's Mamish Zdin HaMeshameres. That's Mutter L'chatchila. In a Chanami, it's not a problem. Mutter L'chatchila.
If
you don't have to put the coffee grinds before Shabbos because they're dry. Because it's only in a case where it's wet, then you have a problem and maybe it's going to seep out. If they're dry, it's not a problem. However, if it stops dripping and then you want to squeeze out or push down the coffee grinds, then you might have a big problem of brir. That could possibly be a problem because now we look at it as in the sarv inside, that stuff is mamish mixed together, and to push it out, it theoretically be a problem. We'll see, maybe it's not 100% push it. But L'chor, that would seem that should be considered a Ma'aser Brira. What's that? Maybe Lush. Maybe. There's one other nekuda that one has to bear in mind when he's making coffee, and that is not to run into any Isur the Rice of Bishul. That means you cannot pour onto these coffee grinds, which are generally not cooked beforehand, or boiled. You cannot pour onto it from a klirishin. That's irikli rishin, that's mavashal. Even the irikli sheni, there are those that are machmir, because since it's ground up so finely, then we're choshish that it has a din of kali abishal. But etzem, we should be makel, because generally we're makel by irikli sheni. There's one or two things that we're machmir about by irikli sheni. We should be makel, but again, to anything else, especially tavlin, we know, is something which is only in mavashal and klirishin. Nevertheless, and since it's grounded so finally, those that are machmer, certainly you can be makel with the irikli shushi if you want, it'll still be quite hot. But those that are machmer by irikli sheni, the chur shouldn't be a problem. At least the whole part of the information, for fast. That's with regard to making coffee. That's sif test. Sif yud. Yayin aymayim shim tzlulim, mut l'sanu mishameret. You let it filter water in a mishameres, as long as it's solo, va'afa pishish by kiss min dakin, even though it has little pieces of lichluch, I don't know if it really means pieces of wood inside, or I saw somebody touch it as little pieces of dirt. A little hard to believe that people drank the water with pieces of little splinters inside. Hoyal v'ri lishis b'lav hachim. Av besuder, mayim asa b'shem libun, v'yayin shem ashkim mutter. Imin achorin, bein mayim, bein yayin asa d'sanrum. Then the Rambam, he brings down the Rambam, it's the second sheet of mishameres, asa afilu mayim, v'yayin tlulim. There's a machlokes between the first Shita and the Rambam, whether or not you're allowed to be using mishameres, even though the pashtus of the Gemara is that you're allowed to use the mishameres. Nevertheless, the Rambam learns that you're not, even if it's mayim tzlulim, you're not allowed to use the mishameres. La'alach l'maisa, we pass into the mishavru, it's the first Shita, that you're allowed to use the mishameres on Shabbos, since you would drink the water without it, therefore we don't look at it as a problem of you're not filtering, you're not mimavar anything, because Rav of the Oilim would drink without it. Not because Rav of the Oilim would drink without it. And what's the Shaila is Bizmaninu. People that want to filter water, Bizmaninu. They're those people that are makfid, that they don't drink water, any tap water. What's the story with them? Are you allowed to filter the tap water on Shabbat? And those people that do drink it, are they allowed to filter on Shabbos? Now, anybody that does drink, L'chorah, there's no problem to filter, because that's the Maisa of Brera, L'chorah, there's no Maisa of filtering, because that's the din of Mayim Tzlulim. The Shaila is what happens for those that are Makbid. There are probably a number of people in our Chumrah that are Makbid never to drink water from the tap. Can they be Mavar on Shabbos? Can they use a filter on Shabbos or not? Use a Brita pitcher or the filter underneath the sink? The other issues with that, we'll get to in a minute. But ba'etzem after filtering the water, is there any problem to do that on Shabbat? Now, the Chura, the Svara is that it should be mutter. The same way that we said before, that you're allowed to put water on top of shmarim, and pulling out tam is not considered mitzvah b'riyah, because tam is not a mamashus. Therefore, you don't see any chiluk before and then afterwards. So it's over here. Extracting bad tam from water, if it's not nikkur b'chlal, any difference between the water before it started and after it started, should be mutter. And that's what Rav Nissim Karel Tzaka says, Rosh Shabbos brings down Rav Nissim Karel Tzaka, something which you can't see, doesn't pass, mitzvah b'riyah b'chlal. The chur, that should be the tzvar. However, he brings down from the Shevet Alevi, he actually has the tshuva in the back of the sefer, in the chelak alaf, Rosh Shabbos, it's the tshuva that he writes about krakpas, in the last chelak of the shayla, he says, what's the story about being mesanin in mayim? So he says, at the end of the day, he gives really one line, says, the end of the tshuva, says, the Shevet Alevi, that since it's so nicker, the difference between the taste from before and afterwards, then mainly he wanted to mesanin that imamish tudayif some things, b'fati using a kli, imamish, that's considered, it's hard to say that it's not considered mitzvah b'riyah. You're using a kli yamayuchat to do a b'riyah, and you see a big difference in it, it's hard to say that it's not considered mitzvah b'riyah, despite the fact that you can't see it, lamaisa, that would be aser. Certainly, those, you have what to be mekel. What?
That's the time you're taking out the service, or you're getting time from the filter?
I don't think you're getting time from the filter.
Probably you're taking out whatever is in there.
That's what I think it's different. Give me money. That's what it is. Now, that being the case, if you want to go like the Machmirim, then the Shaila is, what's the story? Do we go bust the Rav and the Adam, or do we go bust each person individually? Copy that. We have the Prima Gadam as the topic. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bir Halacha. Mishu is in this way, Efshar the Mishnah Hachi, Hei Chashish by Kismen and Gudema, Efshar Af the Rubid Inchi Lake Afti Klal, Loyam Mina Batal Dai Tel Zay, Asar Zavi Merit. But maybe the person want to dine at somebody that's makbin, not to drink the water. L'chur, it has to be a real kvedah. It's not just that, since I always have water available, therefore I'm always going to take this instead of that. Let's say you don't have water. You're stuck and you're thirsty and you have no water. Then what are you going to do? If your mamash want to drink, then in the chanami, then you're attacking his sinus. But somebody that would also drink, just you always make sure to have water available, because he likes this water better more than that water. Nevertheless, the chur, it's a big tzad to be mekel. If you be'etzim would drink the water, the chur, it's hard to say you're together. E ifshin the mishti be'lav hachi, kaloshana mishnah berurah, it's fair to say that you're included in that together. Now, there's a different issue that the place will talk about, and that is, using filters has a different possible issue. What's that possible issue? You're right, when the water passes through the filter, it's not a problem. However, those people that have filters underneath their sink, and filters, is even impossible by Brita pitcher filters. L'chur, what happens is when you turn off the water, there's water in all the pipes leading from the water tower to your kitchen faucet. Amongst that, you also have water that's sitting inside of the filter. That water, which when you turn off the water, is sitting inside your filter, is mixed together with the little carbon particles, and at this point, it's not drinkable. For everybody, it's undrinkable. So even if you're not makbid, generally, not to drink the water, but in such a case where the water is in the sarif together with the carbon particles, then it is undrinkable. And when you turn on the water afterwards, you're taking eichel from stylus, what you're doing with the kliyam yuchlekach, you're being mishtamish with the filter to take out the eichel from the stylus. In Mela, there was a coal carrier that came out a few years ago, signs all over the place, you're not allowed to use these filters, because there's this issue of being mavar. Now, this also theoretically applies to a Brita pitcher. If you fill up the Brita pitcher enough that the water level goes above the bottom of the filter, then you have water that's sitting inside together with the filter. And maybe when you pour out, what's going to happen is the water is going to come out of the filter and into your sink, into your pitcher, and you're now just been mavar the water from there and from inside of the carbon particles. And that's Eichel Mitev Seilis, once again, but it's for Eichel Mitev Seilis, with a Kli, Kli Miyuchel Kach. Now, if you allow you to use a Kli Miyuchel Kach, a Kli which is Miyuchel Ibrer La'alter, like Rishon Mazam wanted to be inside, then maybe it should be Mutter, then L'chur, a pitcher is a Kli which is Miyuchel for Ibrer for Achil La'alter, L'chur, that should be Mutter. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, it wasn't Mekel. Therefore, there were many places that say that one should be careful not to do that. Now, many other places were Mitzad, they're not that way. They said, Adolfi with Mekel. One of the rais lachar that they bring is, that anybody ever say that when you have a tea bag inside of your tea and you let it sit there for a minute, you're not allowed to shake it around anymore inside the tea? What's happening is, it was net, you had water mixed together with the tea leaves inside of the bag, and as soon as you start moving it around, water is coming out, another water is coming in. So you just took out water, use the kli, the tea bag, to be mavar. How come that's not considered ma'aseh b'ri? Elamai, since the water is always coming in, taking water out, and water is being mavar, and water is coming right back in, by the same thing by a filter. Water is coming out, and water is coming back in. Not only that, I think Ravelsky wanted to be mitzadin that it's all considered, it's all nichlal and heter mishamer. It's kokama that you put the water inside, that we don't look at your ma'aseh b'chlal as a ma'aseh of b'ri on. On something which needed a tikkun. You put in water which didn't need tikkun. In the middle it got stopped and you have to start it again. That's all one ma'aseh. We don't look at that as a ma'aseh b'ri b'chlal, and therefore many of the poskim maser. Are there still people that aser? There are still people that aser. Therefore, if somebody wants to be machmer over here, what you could do is an etza that they give, even though there's some fact on this also, I think it's a klar etza, is to turn on your water for a minute beforehand. That way, any water which is inside of the filter goes le'ibud, therefore you're mavar le'ibud, and therefore we don't look at that as a ma'aseh b'ri. The hainu, the water which was stuck together with the carbon particles inside of your filter, which if this is the filter which is underneath the sink, if you turn it on, the water goes to this bar le'ibud, and therefore we don't look at that as ma'aseh b'ri, and you can use the rest of the water afterwards. All the rest of the water which is coming inside is the regular din of shamayos, which is not a problem. So if one wants to be machmer, then he has this etza l'chero to Vimavar. Anytime you wash your hands, the chorus is not a ma'aseh b'ri, because then you're not makbid. Bechlal, there, that's klapi, washing your hands, that's another etza that they give also. You can really start washing your hands. When you wash your hands, you let it use the water which runs through the filter, because I never looked at it as psoilis, the fact that it was mixed with something else. If I was washing my hands, I would wash my hands with that. However, so therefore, once it's on for washing my hands, you let it just keep it on for something else. Because the original b'ri was not considered ma'aseh b'ri also, the chur. What's that? Is it kosher until today? You wash it with pieces? Is it not kosher until today? Why is it not kosher until today? You don't wash it with pieces because you have something inside and you're saying that prevents you. What are you, makbid? They're not going to get your hands dirty. What are they going to do? Washing your dishes, washing other things. Good. Just with regard to using a tea bag, like we mentioned beforehand, l'chura, we don't find anybody that says that you're not allowed to move around your tea bag inside of your tea, and even though water is coming in and going out. The only shayla that comes up is l'chura, there is, actually, the Aruch HaShabbos is Ma'ur, that if the tea bag sits there, then maybe it is Nechonami Taka, is Nikma inside, you shouldn't be able to remove your tea bag. I don't know anybody else that's machmer with regard to that. Now, the shayla that comes up is when you take the tea bag out. When you take the tea bag out, and now there's drips of tea dripping out of your tea bag, so that's pashtas oichol mitech pseilis, the oichol is dripping out. However, you'll be mevara together with a kli. The bag, the tea bag, lachur, is like a kli. And therefore, there's some that are mafakvik, that maybe that should be a problem. Yitzchak has a tshuva about it, so does Shevet Halevi, the same one that he talks about slatted spoons. And he says, like the Menachas Yitzchak Kimdumani, that you should take it out, if you could, with a... Rather take it out with a spoon, that way you're not getting into shallow the brira of taking out the drips. Now, those who want to tell you that this is like mamash the din of kfara, you're not, it's in miskava machlal, kenzan it's not considered it's not even a psik ratio, you're mamash not machal for that, unless you sit there on top of it trying to shake out the drips. Now, in a case where you took your tea bag, l'chura, and you stuck it inside and moved it up, and stuck it inside and moved it up, and stuck it inside and moved it up, and just picked it straight up, you never stopped. L'chur, it's hard to understand over there where the ma'aseh b'ri is, because l'chur, that's just like the case of mishamaris. Mishamaris let it pour the water on top, that it should go through the tea bag and into your cup. That's the same thing over here. You stick it inside, and when you're pulling it up, the water is going through and dripping straight out. L'chur, it's hard to understand what should be the problem in such a case. However, the person say that l'chur, if, first of all, you can take it to the side and also pull it out, it's not a secretion, l'chur. But they say the best option is to take out your tea bag with a spoon. You can leave it inside and drink also l'chur, that should be an eitz also, like we'll see in Sif Tazayin, that when your mom is drinking, then it's not a problem. What's the story with tea bags, bishul, and shabbos? That depends on how you go. The same challenge we had before in the l'maisa. R'moshe, the Aruch HaShulchan is machmer. It says you can't use a tea bag even in kli shlishi, certainly not in a kli sheni, even in kli shlishi. How do I know? Because you put it in the kli shlishi, you can see that it changes colors. Says R'moshe, yeah, but when it changes colors, it would change colors even cold water. It's not a riot. It takes maybe a little longer, but it's not a riot that it's a bishul. The Mela says R'moshe, we don't find anywhere that anything is a bishul in kli shlishi, and therefore, it's also a chelik dalan, and therefore, you're allowed to use a tea bag in a kli shlishi. If you want to be machmer, because that's considered mamish kalei bishul, like kliyas ha'ispanim, there's those that are machmer, certainly not to be make an issue with the somebody's house, and they use a tea bag in a kli shlishi, you do not have to be moichem. Even without the shells of Bishul, you have the shells of Bishul.
Okay, good.
One other thing that was asked, I don't have the picture here. If you want to see the picture of it, you can come afterwards. This is similar to the case of Misham Harris and the case of the Brita pitchers. They have these pitchers nowadays. What are they called?
Fruit fusion
pitchers. Where they have a pitcher where it has like a plastic tube in that comes down into the middle of the pitcher. The tube looks like a laundry basket almost. It's very thin and has a lot of different holes in the entire thing. And what you do is you stick, instead of having a filter there, like in a Brita pitcher, you stick in fruit. You cut up fruit and you stick it inside. And it sits inside of your pitcher and it brings out tam. Your water sits inside of it and it gets the tam of the fruit. Is there any problem to use that on Shabbos? Now, to stick water in where the water is going to go right through the fruit and into your pitcher, there's no problem at all. That's the Din Mishamara. It's going to take out time. Terrific. That's what we're looking to. That's not a problem. That's the Mishnah. The question is, the other question. When you have the water sitting inside your pitcher, and a lot of people leave, they purposely want that the fruit should sit inside of the pitcher that's filled with water for a day or two. Now you have the water which is inside that tube mixed together with the fruit, and when you're pouring out afterwards, you're pouring the water that's coming out of that fruit, and it was before mixed. It's Eichem Dev Service, but using a kli, this kli, which is Miuchim Lekach, to be Mavar that. Is that a problem? Now, if a kli, which is Miuchim for Brira of Achila Alter, is Mutter, once again, this is Mutter. Similarly, Lechur, if you're going to Mutter the Brita pitcher, Lechur, this should also be Mutter. Lechur, another reason to Mutter it is because Pashtus, these pieces are, unless you mamish dice them up into small pieces, they're quite. It seems that they're large sized pieces of fruit, and therefore we wouldn't even look at it as a service bichlal. Therefore, it wouldn't be considered my sabir, the same way that it's not a problem to take out the tea bag itself. You're allowed to take out the person will say, why did I take the tea bag itself? You don't want the tea bag inside your tea anymore. Why did I take that out? It's so big that we don't look at it as a teravis. We're machmir that solids and liquids could have been a teravis, but now when it's so big, Shri Shabbat says, take out eggs out of water, everybody's going to make a list. We don't look at it as a teravis. We don't see that as more of a bichlal. So too a tea bag. So too. If you have big fruit and mixed inside, that's why the place in Wanataina, are you allowed to use a pitcher that has teeth at the top to prevent your ice cubes from coming out? They say if the ice cubes are big, then we don't look at them as more of a flaw, and therefore it's not a problem. Some are machmer when they get smaller. If it's water, if it's ice cubes in water, then the charim b'chlal is minachas, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem no matter what the size is. It would only be if it's smaller and it's shnei minim, then we could get into we could dan whether or not such a thing would be also.
The tea bag.
Can you see that it's big? The question is, if in such a case, b'chlal, it should be also. If it's not nicker than ma'aseh b'chlal, you don't see the b'chlal at all, and then it's not a problem b'chlal.
How does it
work?
The
question is it considered mu'arif? Is that considered mu'arif? If you can't see it, b'chlal, you don't see it. LMI, that's the case, that's the sif yudalit. And then I want to say that it is more of you just can't see it. Her, if you can't see it, then it's hard to know where the terev is in the fall. And then you do see it, so then it's so big that we don't look at it as my superior. Big enough that we don't look at it as my superior. Bechlal, half of it is outside. Each line what's within it. When you have a string attached, whether or not it passes, that's bechlal not more of inside. So half of it's more of inside, half is not more of inside. We look at it as two different things, just the string and the thing. If it's just a tea bag like Yeshiva puts down in the morning, then the whole tea bag goes inside. But where there's a string there, the machlal half is not muriv. You pull out something which is clearly not muriv, even if the other half is in the bottom, it's fair to say that should be considered a ma'aseh b'chlal. One other halacha which comes out of this halacha is with regard to orange juice and other types of things. If you have freshly squeezed orange juice that has pulp inside, are you allowed to use a strainer to strain out the pulp on Shabbat? Or you're not using Mishamer. If I used to want to tell you that since rave people would drink it, if they were stuck, they would drink it. Most people, a lot of people even like pulp. There are many people that aren't makbid. And even the people that are makbid, if they were stuck, they would drink it with the pulp. So Mamela, that's considered rave b'nei Adam. drink it, therefore it's not a problem even to use a kli, which is mirchlaka. Even if you're going to find the type of fruit, which is not, the chur, there's other eitzos also. You can take a cheesecloth and stick it on top of a cup and be mavar, that's really sifir aleph. As long as you don't make a guma, there are ways to get around it also. Even if you're going to tell me that roi people wouldn't drink it, as long as the mir people would drink it, that's enough to matter. As long as you do it al yedei shinui, you take a cheesecloth, stick it on top of your cup. You know, even that's not a problem of oil or guma over the zechol, and pour the stuff inside. But for the most part, orange juice, grovstein orange juice, these orange juice that have all the pulp inside, that's not a problem with mivar, even with a kli. The last halacha that we'll handle is, what's the story, just really a basic shayla, which will be mavar, maybe another halacha. And that is, many of the oilim asked this question, and it's a very basic question, and that is, we see in Sif Yud, that if you have water that has these little kismet inside, this lichlich inside, then it's not a problem with mavar. That means even though right now you're not drinking it, you're trying to get out these little pieces of kismet. That's not considered my severe. Why? Because the right people would drink it. So why can't I tell you the same thing? I have a salad, diced up, with a bunch of different types of vegetables, carrots and cucumbers and pickles and tomatoes and peppers. Now, I don't like peppers, so I should be able to take out the peppers from my salad, because right people would have the salad with the peppers. How could it be that oichel mitoich oichel, it's mamash an oichel, if I was separated, it still has the same din as an oichel, is worse off than water with kismin, which if you're mevaret, then the kismin you can't eat. How could you say over here that all of a sudden, you're telling me that by the shmar benegitois, since most people drink like that, therefore it's not a problem. Even though being misanonet, you can't drink the shmarim afterwards. You can't eat the shmarim afterwards. That's mamash real psalus. No, since most people would drink it, therefore it's not considered maisa brera b'chlal. So why don't we say the same thing over here? When you have a salad, most people would eat it together with the onions. I don't know, maybe not onions. Peppers. Most people would eat it with the peppers. Why not take out the problem? The charen should be a problem. For those that don't like the question b'chlal, what's the challenge? And many people have the shver taka. The question to answer is, is that one we done it as a maisa, one we done it as a guf achas, and one is not a guf achas. Something which, that's the way that the water comes, then that's a guf achas. The water comes like this. Bein agitois, it comes like this. You're right, if you put shmarim into your wine afterwards, it's not going to. Then you can strain it out. It's only bein agitois, if it's only bein agitois that we have the achilles to strain it out. Because that's the way that most people drink it, and since that's the way that it comes, therefore, we look at it as guf achas. That's the metzius of the wine at that point. The metzius of water is that it has little kismet inside of it. Therefore, it's guf achas, and therefore, it's not considered a problem.
Isn't the problem with Svara, which is not like Rashi?
What are we going to do according to Rashi? I don't have a good answer for that. Bechlal, lechur, there is a tikkun. I don't have an answer. I'll say the truth, I don't have a good answer. Lechur is a simple, it could be that Rashi is also masking to the yisuri of guf achas. The question is, why do you have to say tikkun? Then you don't even have to come with the Gufachas. We don't look at this as a Tikkun Bechlal. But not that he's not masking to the Svara of Gufachas.
Does this
Gufachas
have to be
the Tehillah? Does this Gufachas L'chura? L'ulei d'Safi, what would be if you put Kismin in afterwards? Would that be Mutter to drink like that? If you put in the Shemarim afterwards? Into the wine. Do we have the Heter? We only have the Heter Benegitik. We don't have the Heter Betzim. L'chura has to be Betzilada or something which is... I don't know, if you take out the kismet and you stick them back inside, is that different? Hard to say that that's different. In a case where you have a salad, where you created the terevis together, that's something which was created as a terevis. It's two different meaning ba'etem. That's not how it comes. That's much into the terevis that we don't reckon with the fact that most people drink with that. Because that's most people only tells you that we look at that as guvachas. When it's guvachas, then it's mutter. If it's not guvachas, the chur would be awesome. The chur with the svara would come out. I saw the sefer that wanted a matter using a salad spinner on Shabbat. That you put in your salad and you spin it around, and after you wash off your salad, you let it, you stick it into this thing, you spin it around, and all the water comes out. It's like a colander sitting inside of a bucket. That's basically what it is. And you stick it inside, you spin it around, and the water goes through the hole of the colander into the bucket, and your lettuce comes out all dry. So L'chur wanted a tainus. This is kismet. This is Ruba the Alno would eat it together with it. The Shaila is, can you say that over here? We have water which was added afterwards. Does that pass? That's Shnei Minim. Shnei Minim, who says that? I want my water off now. Very good that Rebbe would eat it. Rebbe would eat my salad also. Shnei Minim, Yesh Lion, whether or not you could say that over here. And therefore, the chur of the pasuk is that such a thing should be aser, as a ma'isa brer, you're mamash taking it up with the kli yuchel l'kach, you're taking out the water from the lettuce with the kli yuchel l'kach. So those are inside that even if it's not a problem brer, l'chur it's ovdin d'chol, this is what it's made for, this is the, see that maybe more Beis Hashem next month, Shulchachal and Teichin, using a kli yuchel l'kach is the problem of ovdin d'chol. Therefore, l'chur, one should refrain from using this thing on Shabbos, b'chlal with regard to lettuce. Somebody told me that he asked Rav Moshe Yadler last week with regard to using, can one wash lettuce on Shabbos? He says you should rather wash it before Shabbos. That's Bechlal, there's many different issues that could come up, starts with the water, and there's also Brera. Bechlal, the Mishnah Brura says you should take care, when you have a head of salad, lav, dafta, or all the pieces of lettuce good, therefore there's problems with Brera, with this and that. Therefore, Adif to always do it before Shabbos, the best is, if you can wash all your vegetables and all your food before Shabbos, matev manoim, that's the best. You don't get into shalos b'rira. It's like having a shower knife to cut your onions. Don't get into shalos in the first place, and that's always the safest. If you did not do that, then in a chanami, most of the place will make all, that it's not a problem to wash your fruit. Just be careful from the other halachas that are shy to the dine b'rira.
Which makes
these books also, it's a klishmat l'esther, you let it move, the tarakuf and kermit. Just a thought on maybe 2 minutes on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, and it's also Zikar L'Yom Rishon. What does it mean Zikar L'Yom Rishon? Zikar L'Yom Rishon is not the Yom Rishon of Bria Ta'ilim. Yom Rishon of Bria Ta'ilim is Chofei El. Yom Rishon is Yom Rishon of Bria Ta'ilim. Yom Rishon, because that's really the Yom Rishon of the Bria Ta'ilim. The whole Tachlis of the Velt was for Bria Ta'ilim. Therefore, that's considered the Siyum of the Bria, is really the Tchilat HaBria. That's Yom Rishon, because that's the Tachlis of the Bria. The Mela, the Segula of Rosh Hashanah is Ki Yodua. The Ramchal says that every Yontif has its Segula. If you have the Segula of the Ha'ara that they had B'Shas, that the Yontif was Nikva, the Ha'ara that they had B'Shas Pesach, of Geula from bondage, coming out into Chiris, is we can feel it every single year. To come out of the Yitzhara, the Yisaitis of Emuna come from them. The Nesina Satur and Shavuot, the Ha'ara that there was back then, we have even Mizmaninu, says Ramchal. What's the Ha'ara of Rosh Hashanah? What's the special Ha'ara of Rosh Hashanah that we can be Zeichet to? The Ha'ara of Rosh Hashanah, says Revolve, he says, the Ha'ara is that you could become a new person. You could be Nischadesh, be Bari Michadesh. You have the Yechilis to change yourself to be a new person. And even though it all looks like the day after Rosh Hashanah is really the same thing as the day before Rosh Hashanah, and it's all a Hemshech, but I've seen myself, and in the Chorus of Klarazach, the Matthias could change from before Rosh Hashanah to after Rosh Hashanah. And even though Batim looks like Eilim from Hagar Naik, but you have the Echirlis, I need Tzvila, I need to be Nikva on Rosh Hashanah, to be Barea, a new thing, to recreate yourself. The Rav Mashal, Rav Detlef says, he says, what's the meaning of Kvisa Taderech? He says, when Yaakov Avinu had Kvisa Taderech, the Chorum, somebody that was in the way, what would happen? You see all of a sudden Yaakov flying through the air at top speed? And he was just going very fast. He was walking very fast. I feel bad for anybody that happened to be in his way while he was going. He got blown over. What happens? Says Rav Detlef, no. This is the very question is asked. The Ribbono Shel Olam is constantly being buried the Olam Michadosh. Every second. Buried with all your different minds and brishes. But it's not just every day. Every day and every second. When you drop something, a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates it in the spot that you dropped it. A second later, a little bit lower. A second later, it's constant. It's fractions of a second. The Meila Kvitzel Zerchi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was buried Yaakov Avinu in one place, and a second later, instead of being buried right there, he's just buried them in a different place. The Meila, why be buried in the same place? You buried in a different place. That's the engine of Kvitzel Zerchi. You're not going to see him flying through the air. The Bria happened, instead of being buried in the old place, he's buried in a new place. That's the Segula, Be'etzem, of Rosh Hashanah. You go into Rosh Hashanah one way, and you're able to come out a different way. You're able to come out, whatever it is, in Ruchnius, in Gashmius, Be'etzem, the Yisrael of the Yerim, is the Mimamat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there are those that say that the Zohar Batim says you shouldn't ask for a personal bakashas. Mr. Aslanti says that Bismanei, if you don't ask for a personal bakashas, then Lachari, you're fooling. Who are you fooling? To show that you're showing that Kilo, you don't really believe that Yom HaDin. So from Deviyachal, there's many that say this, I think, that any time that your bakasha is for that you should be able to be, or even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a better oifin, then in Echonami, that's a bakash of a ruchnias. That's nichlal in the Kabbalah of Hashemayim. You're trying to be mechazik that you should have a better year. You should be mechazik in your Torah and Avodas Hashem. And Be'etzim, that's really, there's no Haskaras Avonis on Rosh Hashanah. Why is there no Haskaras Avonis on Rosh Hashanah? Because it's all talking, it's all, we're looking to the future, it's to recreate. Shach has a letter about it, I saw a letter written by Shach. He says, Rosh Hashanah, we're not thinking about the past. He says, you have to regret the past. You should regret the Avonis. It's really, Be'etzim, not very hard. Sometimes people have issues with tshuva. I'm not discarding all my Avonis. Think about all the Avonis. You woke up late for Shacharis and you didn't daven in Lame Kriya Shema on time. You don't feel good about that. You're not nascar. You didn't feel bad. All the times that you ate quickly without a bracha, and you said lashon hara about somebody. All those times you really feel good about it. No one feels good about that. The charata is really best. Not our part. The difficult part is the kabbalah lasting. The charata best is not charata in a chanami. Erva shoshana has to be. They say aritza tshuva yomecham shoshana is kibbalah tshuva kol hashana kulo. We have that's the day beforehand. That's in the past. Tum tshuva in the past means charata in the rest. Rosh Hashanah, we're looking towards the future. Basher Rosham, your nikva kafi, the way that your mekabel omach shemayim, where are you striving for? Where are you looking for? Where are you looking to go this year? They say also that a person should be mechazik himself to be misnaig in an oifen also, which is maybe a little bit of careful not to be bechach bechalal, not to get angry, not to. You're planting seeds for the rest of the year. If we do things that are siman tov, then lechera, you should be. With regard to your midas, it should be with a simen tov, because this is all we're looking towards the future to define the next year. I just want to be one nekuda, which is maybe a nekuda I think a lot of people have difficulty with. So Rosh Hashanah is just for some reason the satan has yad satan b'emsa, that very often there's things that happen on Rosh Hashanah that are yotzei dofen to cause a person to get angry. From the simplest ones, that they didn't put you in the place and they didn't set you up in davening in the place they wanted to be. Or the guy next to you is davening out loud and driving you mad. And I actually saw somebody wrote to Dev Yaffa about that. He says, what are you supposed to do if the guy next to you is davening loud? What should you do in such a case? He says, first of all, the nekuda is you have to realize that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu will put you next to that person, right? Because 2,500 people are davening Yeshivas Mir. If Kadosh Baruch Hu will put you next to that person, so then that's the avodah that he wants from you. The avodah that he wants from you is to daven in as well as you could daven with the guy next to you. And it could be that such a tefillah, right, b'shem tzadchak, teruv b'tzadchak, is a lot more of a koyach. Teruv echad b'tzar, mimei ha-sholei b'tzar, it could be that you were doing much better off with the guy screaming in your ear next to you than without it. Even though you think not that way. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. That's the teruv b'tzadchak, that's the tefillah b'tzadchak that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from you. That's what it could do. But it's also, there's many other opportunities to get angry on Rosh Hashanah. Lulei de v'safina amino. So the hair, that it's a teva from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a poshka teva from the Rebbeinu Shalom, even though maybe we look at it as a ma'isa satan. It's a teva from the Rebbeinu Shalom that is giving us these opportunities not to get angry. We know kolam avram midesim avirom akom shalom. So what am I supposed to do? I am supposed to, I should ask somebody to punch me in the face and then I'm not going to respond, so I should be able to be mavram midesim. Because the Baruch Hu is giving you the yechilis on Rosh Hashanah with all these things that get you angry to be mavram midesim. I'm giving you an opportunity. Poshet the ish mizeichiv edim. It's not Yad Satu Be'etzem, it's Yad Satu Be'etzem, but Be'etzem it's the Teva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'etzem, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Teva. But you can see the Teva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you an opportunity to be Mavir L'Yidaisov, that Be'ezer Hashem should be Yizaycha to be Mavir L'Yachol B'Shom, and Yizaycha to Ekesiv Echtim HaTeva.